Today is Friday, April the 19th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Core Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster. I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Guy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody.
And Jeffrey, we have a very special guest in the studio here today.
The big kahuna himself. Da-da-da-da.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about, but yeah, I'm here.
So, Jeffrey, another week done, another week closer to getting some seeds in the ground. How'd we fare for market prices this week?
Well, today was a great day. Markets were up all across the board for today, but as we look at the week, the week, corn was down about $1 per ton across the board. Soybeans were the big loser this week, $8 a ton on old crop, $5 on new crop. And the wheat market basically was down about $1 or $2 across the board. So we were down for the week, but we sure ended on the positive.
Well, is that a good sign for next week, Mr. Guy?
Oh, of course it is. And if it was negative today, it would have been a poor sign for next week. So positive into the weekend, positive on Monday. Write it down. Let it be said, let it be written, and let it be done. So
we need some positive news, Jeff.
So what's going to happen if this is not the case? No, okay. So what was there anything that stood out to you that affected our down markets this week?
Oh, we had lots of little concerns, little things this week, some positive things. You know, there's outside concerns. Well, the conflict in the Middle East hangs over all the markets. When Israel bombed Iran yesterday, oil prices jumped up like $2 to $3 per barrel. But they came back within a couple hours, so it ended up being a scare, but then it pulled back. So it didn't really affect the commodity markets that much, but higher oil prices do have usually lead to higher fuel prices and higher expenses, higher inflation.
We definitely experienced the higher fuel prices here this week.
Yeah, when I was driving out from the city on Wednesday, the cars were lined up at the gas stations. They were right out onto the road trying to get, I guess, a little cheaper gas before the markup on Wednesday night.
Well, they say that's more so due to the change to summer gas and the higher cost of producing summer gas to reduce emissions. But in reducing emissions, what's the biggest positive for the week really was the ethanol blend increase in the U.S. So they were going to increase it up to like E15 plus for next year, 2025. But I guess the EPA said they're going to allow that this year. So that was a big positive. That's really one of the big positives for late yesterday that was announced into today into the market. So more ethanol gets used.
More corn is ground.
More demand for corn leads to what?
Higher prices.
So that's the theory on it. So that was the positive. Same thing, we talk about ethanol. We talk about soybean oil and the biodiesel. I read about another plant coming on stream. So that's a ever-increasing market in the U.S. And they are producing lots of vegetable oil, soybean oil right now. I guess they had record soybean crush in March. And they say the soybean crush margins are still strong, so that it should keep going forward. However, soybean oil prices are kind of slumping and they're increasing stocks. So we need that biodiesel usage to ramp up to use that up. So it's a good thing to save more biodiesel, but there's more soybean oil to be used. So we get into talk about soybeans. You know, like one of the downers this week was in China. Soybean prices pulled back to a new like 3-month low or something like that. And it was you know, the concern is that decreased demand by the feed users in China, or is it just the increased supply with South American production, you know, Paraguay and Brazil coming online? So it's could be either of those, and decreased prices in China usually lead to decreased prices in the U.S. And I did tell you soybean was a big loser this week, going down $8 per ton on old crop and $5 on new crop. So there's one of the negatives. China also, there's another negative out of China this week, Dwight. They've something in the wheat market, remember?
Oh, they canceled a whole bunch of wheat orders that they had in place, right?
Yeah, like last week it was canceling corn orders. This week, canceling wheat orders. God forbid what it is next week. It's just a, it's amazing how they do that. And so that is, you know, we said wheat was just down a dollar or two for the week, but that was a negative on the wheat side. Nothing, you know, there are a few positives on the wheat side. There's some growing concerns in France. France is too wet. They say parts of Ukraine and Soviet Union are too dry. The crop's doing generally good in the U.S., a lot higher, good to excellent rating, like, what's it, in the high 50s, 57%. For last year, it was only about 30%, good to excellent. So they're looking at a better crop this year in the U.S. And nothing really driving the wheat market. I think I keep writing, wheat does what wheat does.
Yeah, where are we at with spring planting on the wheat market, spring wheat?
So spring wheat, they were ahead. They always release those crop progress reports on Monday afternoon for the previous week. They were at about 6%, I think, this last week. Last year, they were only at about 3% at this time. So they're ahead of that, but we're still early in the planting progress, so we're not too hung up on that. And that gets more concerning kind of the middle of April, I think so. So we're there with wheat. Corn, a little bit of news on the corn market. The Brazilian, the Safrinha corn crop's growing well. The last I read, like, their good to excellent rating on it was almost 80% or something. So no concern. Argentina's, I wrote today in the blog, lower production than what they were previously estimating, but still up like two-thirds from last year because they had the drought year last year. And the biggest thing for corn really was that ethanol blend increase coming for this summer in the U.S. So that was a positive, but not really.
Yeah, it'll take a little bit of time for that to
work through the
work
market.
Through the pipeline.
Yeah. Really have to see that demand increase. And because one downer was this week, the ethanol production for last week in the U.S. was the lowest it's been for about 3 months.
Right.
It was, hopefully that was just a weekly blip there. So soybeans, we talked a little bit. Vegetable oil prices are weaker, but there's more vegetable oil, soybean oil in the States to use up. And really the elephant for soybeans is that South American production is higher this year than last year. And that's, So it doesn't matter what they do with Brazil. And it's funny, Brazil is supposed to be 80% harvested for soybeans, and we still don't have a real number out of Brazil for their production.
They're like the new China.
Yeah, it's well, the USDA says one thing, CONAB says another thing, everybody else says whatever, but the market's just not really concerned, even if CONAB numbers are right, it's not the USDA, because South American production is just higher than last year. So
yeah, but all this talk doesn't mean anything. What are the prices locally? What's going on locally, Jeff? Get us some good numbers locally. I don't care about Brazil.
Yes, boss. Yes, boss. Yes, boss. Locally. So the exporters are trying to export corn and soybeans now out of Ontario and Quebec. However, we're just not competitive on the world markets right now. Remember, the supply side is dominating world markets, and our crops in Ontario and Quebec are just too expensive for the world markets right now. And we could export lots, but there'd be no money in it for the farmer. There's just what they want to buy it at right now, it's just not attractive for Eastern Ontario farmers. Things may change. Things may change, but not right now. And so the biggest thing, you know, really the end is that it was a positive day today. Not a lot of reasons outside of the ethanol, increased ethanol blend usage for this summer in the U.S., and corn wasn't the big up today. Corn was up 6-7 cents. Soybeans up 16, and the wheat market up 10-14 cents. So even though the biggest support was for corn, the other markets went up more.
Yep. Well, we'll see what Monday brings, right?
That's a positive. Let's end on a positive.
Thanks for tuning in, and hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.